Now the news. I'm Zhou Fang. President Xi Jinping and other Chinese leaders have extended festive greetings to veteran comrades ahead of the Spring Festival or the Chinese Lunar New Year. The Chinese president and the other leaders wish the veterans a happy Spring Festival, good health and long lives. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has extended Lunar New Year wishes via video to all the people in China and other countries that celebrate the festival.
Happy Lunar New Year. I'm pleased to send you my warmest greetings as we begin the Year of the Tiger. The tiger denotes strength, vitality, courage, tenacity and boldness. These are qualities we need as we face the unprecedented challenges of the day. I thank China and the Chinese people for your commitment to multilateralism and to the United Nations. I count on your continued support and cooperation to advance our common agenda and to realize our shared hopes for a peaceful and sustainable future. To do that, we must take concrete action to address real issues in front of us, such as climate change and the COVID-19 pandemic. Together, we must recover and build forward better.
The UN chief also said he will attend the opening ceremony of the Beijing Winter Olympics and look forward to safe and successful games. Half of the athletes' village in Zhangjiakou competition zone has now been occupied with the arrival of more Winter Olympians. The competition zone will mainly host snow events of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympic Games. Ning Hong brings more details.
There has been over 700 athletes moving into the Olympic Village here in Zhangjiakou. That's over half of the population that will be spending the time here competing during the Winter Olympics. And also, we're expecting 100 more to move in from here. And so far, there have been athletes living inside the Olympic Village from 36 National Olympic Committees. So that's a lot of people. And also, once athletes move into Olympic Village, they will have access to Olympic venues. And yesterday, we paid a visit to the National Cross Country venue and I've seen that athletes are training there, also preparing for the competition. Some are testing the ski tracks, so everything is going on quite well here.
Fiji's capital, Suva, has become a major hub for collecting international donations and aid for Tonga. The country was devastated by a volcanic eruption and tsunami 2 weeks ago. Greg Navarro reports.
We're here at the port in Suva, which has become extremely busy over the last 48 hours. That's because all of the supplies, all of the aid that's being collected here at Fiji's capital is brought to this port and loaded onto ships and is being loaded. In the case of the ship behind me, I'm going to step out of the way so you can see. We're going to tell you a little bit about the organization that is running this ship in just a few moments, but they are dealing with some logistical issues because the pallets that are on the ground still have to go on top of the ship. They've got a crane there to try to figure it out. In fact, logistics is something that pretty much all aid organizations are dealing with in trying to get supplies to Tonga.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged the Western governments and the media to stop feeling panic over Russian military movements. Zelensky made the remarks at a news conference for foreign media.
Today we are not speaking about more escalation than before. Yes, the number of soldiers have increased, but as I have said about it in the beginning of 2021, when we were talking about the drills of the Russian Federation, when there was a concentration of Russian military, that time the US and our European friends urged Russia to withdraw troops. I do not think that the situation is worse now than it was at the peak of those drills.
The total number of China-Europe freight train trips has exceeded 50,000. This came after a cargo train left the Chinese city of Chengdu on Saturday for Nuremberg in Germany. China State Railway Group said the value of goods transported by cargo services skyrocketed from $8 billion in 2016 to nearly $75 billion in 2021. South China's metropolis of Shenzhen, a technological powerhouse, saw its gross domestic product top 3 trillion yuan last year. In 2021, the city's GDP grew 6.7% year-on-year. The output value of new energy vehicles, industrial robots, smartphones and 3D printing equipment increased 173.9%, 60.5%, 40.9% and 21.2% respectively. And that's the news. I'm Zhou Fang.